morning. It's Joe McKenzie. I'm McKenzie, along with producer Pork Chop, Liv the Web Girl. Always on the lookout for new apps that I feel like I need. I don't have any really cool apps. I haven't gotten an app in a hot minute. And Liv was bringing up this new app that actually records you while you sleep.
Yeah, so it sounds creepy, but it's really, really not.
Yeah, like Paranormal Activity.
Yes, but it's an alarm clock, like, essentially. But what makes it really cool is that it records you while you're sleeping. And the reason why it does that is because it can listen to, like, your breathing patterns, and it can tell which cycle of sleep you are in. So when you wake up, you can look back at your night of sleep. You can tell exactly how long you were asleep for. You can tell how long you were in each cycle, how long you were in a deep sleep for. So all of this stuff. And it's really funny because my best friend downloaded it, and she had no idea that she woke up in the middle of the night. And apparently she went to bed, and when she woke up, she thought she had gotten 8.5 hours of sleep. But apparently she was up for 2 hours between those 8.5 hours where she didn't even remember, or she might have just been rolling around or not even like really realized
so
she was fully awake. So
yeah.
It's like she didn't think she got as good of a sleep as she really got. And then another cool thing about it is that you can set an alarm. So say that you set your alarm for 8 a.m., but around like 7:45, it realizes that you're in the cycle of sleep that is best to awake from. Your alarm will go off like 15 minutes early or 12 minutes early.
This is some next level stuff.
Whenever you're in that cycle that it's best to awake from. Because it's really not good to wake up when you're in the middle of a REM cycle. That's your deepest part of sleep. And when you wake up, that's what makes you feel really groggy, really tired.
Right.
You might wake up a little cranky and foggy. So it'll wait maybe 5 or 10 minutes until you're in the better part of sleep.
Producer Porkchop went in for a nap yesterday thinking maybe it was going to be, what, 1 hour, 2 hours, 4 hours later. So did you dream during, I mean, obviously you were exhausted, but during your nap?
I never remember my dreams, but what I do remember is I set an alarm for 2 hours in. I don't even remember that alarm going off, and I woke up after a 4-hour nap.
See, and that's like a perfect example. So you obviously did wake up in those 4 hours,
right?
But you were so tired that you didn't even remember it. So that's exactly what happened to her. She thought she slept fully through the night, but she really was up here and there just having no recollection of it.
I used to wear a Fitbit, and like my Fitbit used to kind of tell me like about my sleep too. And yeah, it's always very interesting to see how much sleep you're actually not getting. Like you could be really restless.
For sure. And it's also just like interesting to know like what works and what doesn't work. And also like, you know, days that you have really good sleep, maybe you can like get a good workout in.
Power
but days
through.
That you realize you got a really bad sleep, like maybe take it easy that day.
And say the name of the app again and where people can
it's
find
sleeping
it.
Sleeping AM.
So I have a question, Liv. You said this app records you sleeping. When you say that, do you mean like it audio records you or it video records you?
Audio. And so she had no idea that she snored, and she found out that she snored through this app.
You guys think this is bad? My ex used to snore like crazy and did not believe that he did. So I literally just randomly, like with my video, I recorded him.
Dirty.
No, I don't think that's bad at all. If
like,
he doesn't believe
not
you.
Not his face. I just put it, but I was like, this is why I can't sleep because it was so loud. I actually have a friend too, and her mom snores, and they are going on a trip together. And she said she got literally like fighter jet pilot level earplugs for like their hotel room.
Oh
because she's like,
no
she snores. Bless her heart.
Sometimes my best friend Brooke snores when I'm like having a sleepover with her. It's only when her allergies are pretty bad, but like it'll make or break the other person's sleep.
It will.
What country did this app come out from? Because, like, if they're recording you while you're sleeping, imagine, like, what if you're sleep talking and what if it, like, came from Russia?
Divulging secrets?
And they're listening to everything we're saying in the bedroom.
Well, I don't think they're going to be, like, that crazed out about what we're saying in the middle of our sleep. You know what is really funny that you do bring up, though, about spying on us through apps? There's a ton of people that believe that China is spying on us through TikTok because TikTok was developed in China.
Yeah.
And they literally, I'm not joking, there's like, you can find a ton of information about this online about the Chinese watching us through the app TikTok.
Well, I mean, they must be like,
they're like these
idiots.
Stupid, disgusting
Americans.
Joe and McKenzie on radio now.